Welcome back to the EOU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, with various needs. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the sixth day of the month of Shvat. Today is day 487 that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Aminadav Grossman of Beit Knesset Karmei Tzion in Kiryat Gat in Israel to share words of Divrei Chizik. It will be followed by Rabbi Grossman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Grossman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'cholim, pausing to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. It's a true honor to have Rav Grossman on. I have the schut, the privilege, the opportunity to spend Shabbat in their community. 2 weeks ago, my sister, Elishava, and her husband, Joe, lived there, and it's truly unbelievable. I was told that where the shul, where the community is, it's a sub-community of Kiryat Gat. It was just a field 7-8 years ago, and now it's this beautiful, flourishing city there, and their shul, the synagogue, has hundreds of families. Grossman can speak to the actual number, but just being surrounded by so many young families, so many children, it was really, truly special. And so I thank my sister and my brother-in-law. And of course, with that, we'll bring on Bechavod, with great honor, Rav Grossman.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman, for that introduction. It's really a tremendous privilege for me to be here with you. I can say I personally have received so much kibbutz from the OU in so many different ways over the course of my life. It's really, again, just a real blessing to be here and to be able to share as well. It's been wonderful to have you with us in our community, Rabbi Herman. Thank you for that again. How is it possible that a leader of an enemy nation can be treated with claim, and achieve even glory from the nation that he's fighting against? This is the question that the Torah raises in these parashiyot that we're reading these weeks of Yitzhak and Mitzrayim. And Shmuel's parents get out of the Gimel. The Torah tells us, by Yitain Hashem is Kain Ha'am Be'ine Yitzrayim. The Torah, the Hashem gave the favor to the people in the eyes of the Egyptians. Gam Ha'ish Moshe Gadol Me'od Be'eretz Yitzrayim. Ve'ine Avdei Paro Ve'ine Ha'am. The man Moshe himself became very great in the land of Egypt in the eyes of the servants of Paro and people. Moshe himself achieved greatness. What is the nature of this greatness? How is it possible? After all the makos, all the destruction visited upon Egypt, people of Egypt, the servants of Pharaoh, revered Moshe to this extent. The Parshanim bring two different interpretations about who the people, the Am, are referred to in this passage. One interpretation is that it refers to the B'nai Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael finally believed in Moshe. They finally respected Moshe after seeing all that he had led, obviously, in the hand of Hashem. But there's a second explanation that suggests that it actually refers to the Egyptians. Not only were the servants of Paro impressed by Moshe, but the Egyptians as well. And this seems to be supported by another pasuk in Tanakh that describes another Jewish leader who tried to save the people against another people oppressing them. This is Mordechai. At the end of the Megillah, Perek 10, pasuk dal v'vid ki gadol Mordechai b'Beit HaMelech. Mordechai was becoming greater and greater as the Jews were able to triumph over their enemies. And here we again see a leader of the Jewish people who becomes greater and greater despite the desire to harm the Jews. However, there are very clear differences in the case. Mordechai, who's been with the king, well, at least to a certain degree, was sympathetic. Ahasuerus cooperated with Mordechai and Esther. Not all the people tried to subjugate the Jews. There were some that fought against them. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was son of Parah, an obstinate leader that refused to let them go. And he himself did the image of a wholesale destruction visited upon this side after the Makos of Barad and Arbet. Nothing was left. How could it be that the people of Mitzrayim now revere, respect the Moshe, Ish Moshe and Bom Bom? I want to share suggestions of the Mitzvah that taught me a lot of chizah in these challenging days that we continue to experience, as Rav Herman just mentioned. And it's right that the servants of Paro, and by extension, I think we can assume the Egyptians themselves, understood what was going on between Moshe and Paro. They really wanted Paro to send out the Jews. Not only that, they saw the way that Moshe had davened on their behalf to end the Makos on multiple occasions. And he says, Moshe, in this respect, the way that he treated the Egyptian people, behaved in the way that Hashem had commanded Avraham Avinu. Hashem called Avraham Avinu when he changed his name by Yitzhak l'Av Hamon Goyim. He should be a father for many nations. Just as a father cares about his children, even when the child rebels, the child misbehaves, it only punishes him. Lifto Ella, for a purpose. So too Moshe did for Mitzrayim. And this was how Moshe, the king, was exalted. See this greatness, even beyond the Egyptians. Even with a leader who persecuted his people as a way to reach the Jews. Well, he said, that any baby boy that he's born must be thrown into the river, as I understand it, refer not only to B'nai Israel, but also to the Egyptian baby. To this extent, people understood that Moshe was acting out of a sense of greater kindness, and compassion, and sensitivity, so that even after their entire society was destroyed, they understood that Moshe was in there. Today, we struggle across the world. We've seen, and it's well documented, upswing in anti-Semitism all over the world. We struggle sometimes to protect our kids. The Jewish people are subject perhaps to greater persecution than we've seen in recent decades. And yet, we know that as we end the way of Abraham Levi, we only cause destruction with a sense of purpose, of saving Am Yisrael, of redeeming our brothers and sisters in captivity as Avraham Avinu did, as committed to the way of Avraham of Amuna, following the divine commands and serving as a beacon of light for the entire world. We know that they will follow. Just today, I overheard some soldiers that was walking, they were in some kind of training seminar, and they were debating the notion of Tohar HaNeshek, purity of arms. And I said to myself, these are descendants of Avraham Avinu. In a war against an enemy that is genocidal, that murders its own children to try to get powers, we debate. We remain committed. Our principle. That is the way of Avraham Avinu. That ensures that one day, as the Torah shows us, that the Egyptians appreciated Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, so too the world will appreciate Am Yisrael's commitment. Should sound the Quran is so we'll recognize the presence of Hashem, the truth of Hashem. If we are obligated to spread ourselves entirely and continue our solution, we don't have the hair of your name. We still have the work we should have done. So we begin Hillel Parakah, number 20. And let's say after he's more than David, Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Sarah, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Omitia Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchoteka Violatecha Yidashenet Elva Yiten Lecha Elvavecha Becholatatecha Yimalech Miran Mina Mishuatecha Ushein Eloheinu Nidgol Yemalei Adonai kol mishalotechem. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai mishikho. Ya'anehu mishumei kusho. Bigvulot yesha emina. Hei levalechem yehei levastuti. Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nakim. Hei makaru v'nachalu. Vanachnu pamnu v'nikoda. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yanei V'yom Kureyu. Tehillim Tafkimo. 26. Mizmor l'David. Adonai ro'i lo etam. Binaot deshe yarbiteini, almei menuchot minahalehi. Nafshi yishovei, yankheini v'magalei tzedek v'man shemo. Yam ki eilech legeit v'amavet, lo ira raki akta imadi. Shibtechau mishantecha hei mayenachami. Tarof v'panai shulchan neger v'orirai. Dishanta vashemen roshi toti yivaya. Ach tov vachesed yirdifuni kol yimei chaya. Vishati viveit adonai leolet yami. Yilin Tuf Kap Aleph, 121. Shir la'malot esra inai el ha'ari. Meyayi miyavo entri meyim Adonai Ose shamayim pare Al yitein lamot raglecha Al yanum shom mirecha Hinei lo yanum velo yishan Shomer Yisrael Adonai shom mirecha Adonai yitzilecha al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakecha. Diyareyach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra. Yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor seitzecha uvolecha. Me'ata avi Adonai. Yilin Tuf Lamed. One. Shir hamalot mimamakim tiraticha Adonai. Adonai shim'a v'koli. Yena u'decha kashuvot v'kol hachanina. Imavona tishmor ya Adonai mi'yamad. Imacha tzlicha. Leman tivarech. Kiviti Adonai, kivita nashi. Li dvaro hofalti. Nashi Adonai, vishomerim laboker. Shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai. Kim Adonai hachesed v'harbe imah ufidu. Behu Yisret Yisrael Mikol Avonotam. Yilim Kuf Membet, 142. Maskil L'David Diyoto Bame'arat Tila Kovi Yel Adonai Yeda Kovi Yel Adonai Yespana. Eshpoch lefanav tichi, avati lefanav ayi. Yitatei falai lupi, ve'ata yadata nativati. Torach zuahalei, amenu pachli. Habeit yamin urei v'yei limaki, ava manos yimen yein doreish v'nafshi. Za'akti eilecha Adonai, amarti ata mafti, ehelki bi'eret hachayim. Akshiv al vinahti ki dalot meot, אחינו, כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בהסתרה ובשביה, עומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, יוציאם מצרה לרווחה, מאפלה ליונה, ושיעבוד לגאולה, השקעה בהגלמה ובזמן קריב, נאמר אמן. For our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress, or captivity, on fear land, may the all-present have compassion on us. Lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now, swiftly and soon, let us say, Amen. ויברך את חיילי צבא ההגנה למצווה ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמרתנו וערי אלוהים, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד ללא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ותן אדוני את אויבינו החמים עלינו נגעפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילים מכל צורה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרים בחטא ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון. וקוראים בהם הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם ולחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן. מי שבירך לשלומי. מי שבירך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב. בית משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה. יברך וישמור וינצור. את נעדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל שפויה. את כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה. עבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה נצרה בעבורה. הקדוש ברוך הוא יאמר לי רחם עליהם, יוציאם מחושך ושמח, ומוסרותיהם לרסק משפחותיהם כראשיהם, וישיבם מהירה בחיק משפחותיהם. יודו לאדוני חסרו ונתוויותיו לידם, ויקוים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופגויי אדוני ישבו נלווה וציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם הראשם. רצון ושמחה ישיגו, ונעשו יגון והנחה, ונאמר, אמן. מי שבירך בחולים חיית מפה. מי שבירך אבותינו, אברהם יצחק יעקב, משה ואהרן דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את. בתוך שאנחנו נמצא. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ורפאתם, להחזיקם ולהחיותם, לשלוח להם מהירה ורפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל איבריהם ולכל גידיהם. בתוך שאנחנו נמצא רפאת רשתות הזו, אשר בעגלה בזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rav Grossman. Truly a pleasure. It's good to have you on, and we look forward. Please God, in the year to Hashem, to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing Nechama comfort, physic, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. For the OU, this is Naftali Herman wishing you a wonderful day.